Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabert, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording stop.
Top of the evening, top of the day to you. I welcome you today to another prophetic experience, time of prayer. I am prophet and teacher Laron Matthews, and we're getting ready to go into a powerful time of prayer and a powerful time of intercession. David said something in the book of Psalms 57:17 that is so strategic for many people to really understand the Judaic calendar and how things are done in intercession is important for your life. He said, at noon, at morning, and at evening will I pray and cry aloud that the Lord may hear our prayer. Prayer is essential for the access and the communication with the Lord. When you prepare to go into prayer, you want to open up your heart and engage a conversation from time back into eternity. Not that God doesn't know, but he needs you to open your heart and engage with him and communicate with him the needs and the desires of your heart. As we prepare to go into a time of prayer and a time of intercession, whatever you are believing God for, whatever you are trusting the Lord to do, our intercessory prayer team are ready to stand in the gap for you. Joel chapter 2 talks about it. It says, let the priests and the ministers of the Lord stand between the porch and the altar and say to the Lord, spare thy people. We in a time where there is a high level of lying spirits in the land. I said that before, but we are in a time where there's a lying spirit in the land, and that lying spirit is throwing fear and gripping the heart of so many people. But many of you today, we're standing in a gap for you and believing the Lord on behalf of you, and know that the word of the Lord will come alive and God is going to move on you, in you, and through you. After all, the Bible said the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous man availeth much. And he also said in his word, he said, man ought to always to pray and to not faint. We have to understand that prayer is a power source against any demonic presence that are operating in the land. Set your heart as a flint. Whatever you believe in the Lord for, we're standing in the gap for you. We're getting ready to go into a time of prayer. God bless you. It's my prayer for you on today.
The scripture reading comes from Proverbs chapter 4, verses 7 through 9. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. She shall give thine head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. This is the word of the Lord on today, and the Lord shall bless the word of God on today. Father God, I come before you and I praise and thank you. I thank you for this, the day that you made, another day we haven't seen before, God. I thank you, Father God, that you move and breathe over us, God. Anything that we've said or done, anything, Father God, that we are in need of, Father God, that it's all within you on today, God. I ask you for forgiveness on today, God. I ask you, Father God, to move and breathe over us, God. Whatever we bind on earth, shall be bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth shall be loosed in the heaven on today, God. I thank you, Father God, that you're moving, Father God, over each one of us on today, God. Those that need a healing, Father God, ask you to heal them now, God, from the top of their heads to the sole of their feet, God. We thank you, Father God, that you move over this line, God, like never before, God. I ask you, Father God, to breathe over it, Father God. Move, Father God, with your 12 legions of warring angels on today, God. I thank you, Father God, for what you're doing, God, warring in the spirit, God, for each of us on today, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, that you woke us up, Father God, to see another day, God. I thank you for the increase in this season, God. I thank you for the overflow, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. A new day, a new life, and a new breath, Father God, over the people on today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I glorify you on today, God. I bless you, Father God, for what you're doing even now, God. I pray, Father God, for those that go after me and those that went before me, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Cover Prophet and Dr. Laron Matthews on today, God. Touch him from the top of his head to the sole of his feet, God. Move and breathe over him, Father God. Give him the words, Father God, and the prophetic words, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, for the people on today, God. I bless you, God, for what you're doing, God. Touch the ministries, God, and every ministry gift, God. Every pastor, every leader, every prophet, every evangelist, and every teacher, all the bishops and the apostles on today, God. I bless you, Father God, for what you're doing even now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And those that are in the ministry, God, I ask you to bless them, Father God, ever the more, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless your churches, God, those that are behind the pulpit on today, God, those that will be on live, Father God, that you bless them, Father God, that you preach, Father God, the word, Father God, and the word which you want today, God. I bless you, Father God, for another year to my mother, God. I thank you for her on today, God. I thank you, Father God, that she could have been lost, Father God, into your kingdom, God, but we have her another year, Father God, and I bless you, Father God, for this year, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for mothers and fathers on today, God. I bless you, Father God, for wisdom, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and we glorify you on today, God. I bless you for what you're doing even now, God. I thank you, Father God, for wisdom, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you for healings and healing prayer, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We're glorifying you on today, God, for doing it, Father God, for each of us, God. Every person that's on this line, by the sound of our voice, God, that you heal them, that you set them free, God. Deliver them, Father God, from any things that's a stronghold, God. We bind up all strongholds on today, God, and loose over them now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we're glorifying you on today, God, for doing the work and being the fence, God. Those that are in need, Father God, of a healing, God, that you heal them even now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We come in agreement, Father God, with your word, which is yea and amen on today, God. I bless you in the city and I bless you in the field, God, that you're touching them now, Father God. Move over the ministries, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God, that you're doing the right now, Father God, the right now thing, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Move, Father God, over Prophet's family, God. Touch his mother on this hour, God, from the top of her head to the sole of her feet, God, over Bishop Branch and Mother Allen on today, God. Touch them, Father God, ever the more, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I glorify you on today, God. Move, Father God, over the churches, God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, that you're breathing over us, God. And I thank you, Father God, that we're defenders of your word on today, God. And I bless you, Father God, that you know, Father God, the plans that you had for us in an unexpected end, God. I thank you for the unexpected, God. I thank you for removing, Father God, and breathing over us, God. Touch and heal, set free, and deliver, God, in every area, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you on today, Lord. Father, we exalt you, Lord. We thank you, Father, that you are mighty. We thank you, Lord, that you are great, God. We thank you, hallelujah, Jesus, for your love. We thank you for your peace, God. Father, we thank you today for your wisdom, God. God, we thank you this morning, God, for your voice that still speaks to us, God. We thank you today, Lord, that you're our confidant, God. We thank you today, Lord, that your name is a strong tower, Lord, and we the righteous run in and we are safe. Father, we thank you today for safety in your arms, God. We thank you today, Lord, that you are our refuge. We thank you today, Lord, that you are our strength. We thank you today, Father, that you are our joy. We thank you today, Lord, that you're our provider, God. We thank you on today, Lord, that you're our keeper, God. We thank you, Lord, that you are the lifter of our head. We thank you, Lord, that you're our friend that sticketh closer than a brother. We thank you, Lord, that you are our confidant, God. We thank you on today that you're our deliverer. We thank you today that you're our burden bearer, God. We thank you today, Lord, that you're our bridge over troubled waters, God. We thank you today that you are the rose of Sharon, God. We thank you today, God, that it's in you, Lord, that we live, that we move, and that we have our very being. And we thank you today, Lord, that we are nothing without you. So today, Father, we come, God, with the heart of prayer and the spirit of intercession, Lord, lifting up your name, God, because your name is high and higher to be lifted up. So, Father, we come today lifting you high, God. We come today glorifying your name, God. We come today, God, just to tell you thank you, Lord God. Father, even as your word declared, if we had 10,000 tongues, Lord, we would not be able to thank you enough. So, Father, we thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. We thank you for the spirit of prayer. We thank you for the spirit of intercession, God. And I thank you for those who have joined together in the spirit of prayer today. And Father, we join together as joint heirs in Christ. And we thank you, Lord, God, for a fresh wind of you, God, moving throughout the land, God. We thank you, Lord, that you are blowing a fresh breath upon your body. I thank you, Father, God. You are rejuvenating and that you are reviving your people, God. I thank you, Lord, on today that you are stirring up, God. You are stirring up gifts on the inside of your people, even those things that have lied dormant, God. I thank you today that there's a resurrecting, God. God, of old things, God. God, of things that you have planted within your people, Lord God. I thank you, Father, today that there's a resurrecting come. And I thank you, Lord, for the shift in the land. I thank you, Father, that even as there's a shift in the land, Father God, that you bring your people back, God. God, to the place of repentance, God. You bring your people back, God, to the place of purity, God. You bring your people back, God, to the place of oneness with you in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that your people will not live a life of doubleness, God. But I thank you, Lord, today that you are bringing your people into the oneness of you. I thank you, Father, that you are reigniting identities, God, and you are causing your people to redefine who they are in you in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, that your people, Lord, that they will no longer live in the identities, the false identities that have been set from low self-esteem, God, false identities that have been set, God, God, from words of people. But Father, today, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, that there's a revealing, God, of a new identity, God, the identity of you. And Father, let this identity, God, be the one, God, where you are reflected in them in the name of Jesus, God, where they see you in them, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, I thank you today that there's a pure heart, God, that's coming amongst the people, God. There's a clean hands, God, that's coming amongst the people, God. God, for your word declares, who shall ascend to the hills of the Lord? Only he that has a clean hand and a pure heart, God. So, Father, today, clean us again, purify us again, purge us again, in the name of Jesus. I thank you even now, Lord. I thank you even now, Lord, that you are moving in households, God, and you are reestablishing order, God. And even as you reestablish order, God, I thank you, Lord, for a new sound wave, God. God, that will flow, God, even in the wind that you are blowing. I thank you, Lord, God, for the current, God. God, that is blowing with the andalabasso, with the wind. I thank you, Lord, that the tides are rising now in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, as the tide arise on the inside of your people. I thank you, Father, now for springing up of the well. I thank you for new wells that are being sprung up now. I thank you for the well, God, that's within your people, God, that it springs up, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, that as the well spring, God, let there be a stirring, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that every well that's been clogged, God, God, by self-doubt, God, by self-rejection, by rejection of men, God, I speak now to every clogged well of every person that's on this line. And I thank you, Father, today, that the wells are unclogged, God, and behold, there comes a springing, God, of the new wells, God.
redeem the ghetto, God, and bring resurrection and revival, God, to the places that they call the ghetto, God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for resources coming. I thank you, Lord, for the building of marketplaces, God, in low-income areas, God. I thank you, Lord, that even as you do it, God, that new businesses, God, that they will resurrect, God, in these communities, God. I thank you, Lord, now that you are doing it. I thank you for grocery stores. I thank you, Lord, God, even for places, God, for those who may not have opportunities, God, to further their education, Lord. I thank you for resources, God. I thank you for creativity, for grants, God, that are coming, God, into these low-stricken areas, God, that government, God, they have, God, targeted, God, God, to continue, God, to call the people, God, to be dependent upon governmental systems. We break the curse of the enemy now. All of these poverty-stricken areas, we speak to the spirit of poverty, and we command the back of poverty, God, to be broken now. And we thank you now, Father, God, that high-risk areas of crime, God, places were crimed at a high rate, God, because of lack of things to do. So now that you are touching the heart of your people, God, and the spirit of ingenuity, God, it is coming back, God, God, to neighborhoods, God, that have felt forgotten about across this nation. In the name of Jesus, Father, today, we pray against child abduction, God. We pray against today premature death. We come against today gang retaliation, God, and gang violence, God. In the name of Jesus, we come against ancient gang violence, God, from ancestors, God. Your people are still trying to fight to win, but I thank you, Lord, that you are bringing unanimity and you are bringing peace, God. In the name of Jesus, going to crack houses, God. Father, today, you are the Lord God that delivered. Send a wind of deliverance, God. In the name of Jesus, send a wind of deliverance and breakthrough. In Jesus' name, Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you that you are doing it now. We thank you that you are doing it now. I thank you that there's a rising of fathers, God, that are returning back to home, God, even as governmental systems have deemed it, God, that if fathers are around, that people can, your people cannot get help. But I thank you that there's a breaking of the curse, God, and God, there is a revival of fathers, God, God, returning into the homes of their children. And I thank you, Father, that even as you do it, I thank you, Father, that there's a return of the prodigals, God. I thank you, Lord, that your sons and daughters, they are coming back to you. Father, for your word declares that you are married to the backsliders. I thank you, Lord, that they are returning wholeheartedly, God. I bind the spirit of religiousness, God. I bind the spirit of self-righteousness, God. God, that when they return back, God, that your people, God, are well equipped, God. God, to handle the return of the prodigals, to handle the return of the lost, to handle the return, God, even of those who are turning to you for the first time. Father, let there be an equipment, God. God, to your saints, God, that they are made ready, God. God, for the harvest, God, that is about to come into the land, God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, that even as the world has the crowd of 6 feet social distancing, I thank you, Lord, that there's a rising of something new in the spirit, God. I thank you, Lord, that there's a rising, God, that we're able to distinguish, God, God, what's real from fake, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you that we would not be deceived, for your word declares to be not deceived, for God is not mocked. I bind up every spirit of mockery, God, that will kill, Lord, that there will not be any mockery, God, that will come. But I thank you, Lord, God, that there is a revealing, God, of the seven spirits of God, and they are at activation in the land. And Father, we thank you, Lord. God, we thank you, and we give you glory, Lord. We give you honor, God. Father, I thank you for a revealing, God, in the CDC, in the FCC, that have kept your people in fear. I bind the spirit of paranoia, that even that has come from governmental systems, God, to keep a people locked in fear and driven by fear. But Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. We will not be driven and locked in the spirit of fear. And Father, we thank you today. And Lord, we give you glory today. And we give you honor today, Lord. We speak strength to every intercessor that has been consistent in prayer. God, to every intercessor that has prayed and cried out without ceasing, God. Father, today in the name of Jesus, we speak strength to the intercessor. We speak strength to the intercessor, God. Every intercessor across this nation, every intercessor that is listening in, we speak strength to the intercessor. Every pastor, God, God, that have had to handle, God, and move throughout, God, these trying times. I thank you, Lord, that there's a new strength that is coming upon pastors, God. God, that are coming upon those who are position of authority, God, who have had to make king decisions, God, for themselves and the people. God, Yeshua, God, in the name of Yeshua, God, you are our God, Yeshua, and we thank you and we give you glory, and it is so, and Yeshua, we give you glory, amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I come before you today. Lord, we thank you for your strength and your mobility to give us the strength, God, to be able to stand against demonic activity in the land. God, you also said in your word in John 3:30, John said, decrease me, God, that the deity may increase the more. God, we speak and decree and declare right now that the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but they're mightier through you to the pulling down of strongholds. And you said, casting down every imagination and every high thing that would exalt itself against the knowledge of your word. And you said, bring every thought into the obedience of your will. And then we have a readiness to revenge disobedience when our obedience is fulfilled. You also said in your word in 1 Timothy 2:1, you said, I exalt, therefore, that first of all, supplication, prayer, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and those that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and a peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. God, we thank you right now for the spirit of integrity, God, been loosed in the land over the spirit of deception, spirit of rebellion, lying spirit, spirit. Your power and your glory over the men and women of God all over the land. We thank you right now for the breakthrough season. Lord, you said in your word, God, in Romans 8 and verses number 25, you said, likewise also helpeth our infirmities. Also likewise to not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. God, we decree and declare your power of the breaker's anointing, your presence of the breaker's anointing, your healing of the breaker's anointing, and we decree and declare the presence and the glory of your power over the people of God, even now in the name of Jesus. You also said, as we pray, as we also pray, or as we pray, God, the Spirit maketh intercession for us with groaning, which cannot be uttered. And then you said also that he that searches the heart knoweth what the mind of the Spirit is, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to his will. Father, we thank you right now for the presence and the power of your will moving over the body, moving over the believers, moving over the men and women of God. Now, God, we're lifting up the sick and the shut-in and those that are broken down and destitute, those that are going through things in their life, God. Move by your power over them, in them, and through them, God. We bind up demonic activity that's trying to come against our loved ones, our children, our family members right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. We adjure you by Jesus' name. And in the name of Jesus, I ask that you will move by your power, God. Remove the heavy burden. Remove the heavy burden, God, of the people right now in the name of Jesus. You said in your word in Revelation 1:8, with your Alpha and Omega, you're the beginning and the end, the first and the last, which was, which is, which is to become, begun. All God, Almighty God, we thank you for it right now, God. We come against the hand of the enemy that will try to confuse and hinder our prayers right now, that we're praying and standing in the gap for many, God. We thank you right now. You also said in your word in Psalms 139:24, by way of David, he said, search me, O God, and know me, God. Search my heart, God, and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked ways in us, and lead us unto life everlasting. That we thank you right now for life everlasting. We thank you for the power of regeneration, God, moving over the generational seed, God, in us and through us now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for the power of the breakthrough and breaker's anointing that's being loosed over the line of the people of God in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for covering that mind, God, opening up their thought process, God, that they will be able to think before they make decisions. They think before they get anything from social media. They think before anybody bring a lie to them. They'll think it through, God. In the name of Jesus, Satan, the Lord God rebuke you. We render you powerless. We render you bound. We command your elements to be moved. We bind you up in the name of Jesus. Spirit of that mercy, we're taking authority right now over witchcraft spirit. We're binding up. Monitoring spirit, we're binding up. We're taking authority right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for new territory that you're opening up for the people of God. Wealth portal that you're opening up for the people of God. Healing portal that you're opening up for the people of God. Understanding that you're opening up for the people of God. Revelation that you're opening up for the people of God. Finances that you're opening up for the people of God. Opportunity that you're opening up for the people of God. Their thoughts that you will open up for the people of God. That understanding the words that you will open up for the people of God. Spirit of discernment that you open up for the people of God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now for the tools to be able to know and understand what's going on in the land. In the name of Jesus, we bind up every illegal institutionalism system that has been put in place against the people of God, against our families. In the name of Jesus, Satan, the Lord God rebuke you. We adjure you by Jesus' name. We uproot your assignment. We uproot your work. We uproot your demonic language. And we take authority right now over every false spirit, every illegal spirit that have been sent out against the kingdom of God. And we thank you for the intercessors and the prayer warriors. We thank you for ministry gift, God. We thank you for those that are walking in you, those that are seeking your face. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now because you're shedding your word in Matthew 6:33. If we seek ye first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, and all these things should be added unto us, and that we take no thoughts for our tomorrow. For our tomorrow will take thoughts of the things of themselves. We thank you for the presence of your glory that moves us from Corona and to Kairos, and that we be able to flow into the spirit of the realm and understand the devious account of every hot spot that has been sent against the kingdom of God in community, God, in neighborhood, God, in region, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift up ministry gift. You cover that man and you cover that woman. We cast the devil out of the mind. We rebuke that demonic activity. We come against the lunatic spirit. We come against chemical imbalances that operate in the mind based upon the cerebellum and the cerebrum. Cut the central nervous system. Open them up, God, that they may engage themselves into the knowledge of your word, God. We thank you right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, you shed in your word in Jeremiah 33:3. If we call upon your name, God, you will begin to answer us. And God, you will begin to show us great and mighty things which thou knowest not. God, we're standing on the greater. You said in your word, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. God, bring up the greater that operates from the mind and the thoughts and the will of your word. In the name of Jesus, bringing us into understanding and knowledge of everything that's going on. Reveal to us the mysteries of the kingdom of God and the secret things that the fallen angels have hid in the earth realm concerning our destiny and our purpose. God, open it up right now. Open up our mind. Open up our spirit, God, that we will understand, God, how to maneuver in the earth realm. Give us the spirit to navigate, God. Navigate into the realms of the spirit and then understand the knowledge into the earth realm, God, of the things present, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now for your hand, God. You said they that know their God would do great exploits. You also said in the word, God, the eyes of you, God, move to and fro in the earth to show yourself strong on the behalf of them that are perfect towards you. God, we continue to be perfect towards you, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now for the healing oil going over the mind of a person right now. The healing oil going down in their stomach. Healing oil going down in their stomach, God. I speak to the cancer assignment. I speak to the cancer assignment. I speak to the cancer assignment. I decree and declare the cancer assignment. I come against tumor, God, and I bind up that tumor, God. I come against sarcoidosis, God. I bind it up in the name of Jesus. I bind up the trap that the enemy set up against the mind, against the thought. I come against it right now. In the name of Jesus, we speak to high blood pressure. The Lord God rebuke you. Low blood pressure. The Lord God rebuke you. Sugar diabetes. The Lord God rebuke you. Carpal tunnel. The Lord God rebuke you. Brain cancer. The Lord God rebuke you. Lung cancer. The Lord God rebuke you. Renal cancer. The Lord God rebuke you. Breast cancer. The Lord God rebuke you. Stomach cancer. The Lord God rebuke you. Prostate cancer. The Lord God rebuke you. Colon cancer. The Lord God rebuke you in the name of Jesus. We come against it. Breast cancer. The Lord God rebuke you. We come against ear disease in the name of Jesus. We come against allergy in the mighty name of Jesus. Flu symptoms in the name of Jesus. We bind up that COVID-19, that false spirit that operates through the 5G system. In the name of Jesus, we bind up the hand of the enemy. We bind up the rattlesnake. We come against that demonic spirit. We bind up the serpent. We bind up the scorpion spirit. We bind up the lunatic spirit. We bind up the deaf, dumb, and mute spirit. In the name of Jesus, move by your power, God. Show yourself mightily, God, over the people of God. In the name of Jesus, God, give them the strength of the heart and the lips of clay that they may be in to decree and declare those things. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for your presence and your glory, God. Move over the lungs, God. Move down into the stomach, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak, decree, and declare that our sound be a sound of therapeutic for those that are dealing with issues in their body. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you right now for the effectual door that you open unto the people of God. Even now, even though there are many adversaries, we decree and declare that it shall not come nigh them. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now for your word, God, for your power, God, for your deliverance, God. You said in your word, God, in Isaiah 119, in 89, Lord, you said forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. You said in verse number 105 that the word of God is a light unto our feet, is a lamp unto our pathway. In the name of Jesus, you said in Psalm 119 and 133, order our steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over us. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now for your glory and your honor, because you said in Romans 8 and 28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love you, God, and who are the called according to your purpose. In the mighty name of Jesus, for whom you did foreknow, you also predestined to conform to the image of the Son, that we might be the firstborn of many brothers. In the name of Jesus, you said, moreover, whom you did predestine, then you also call. Whom you call, then you also justify. Whom you justify, then you also glorify. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for the power of the glory being released. It's being released in the land, in hospitals, God, in medical professions, in doctor's room, God. In the name of Jesus, in emergency room. In the name of Jesus, in ambulance. In the name of Jesus, in doctor's office. In the name of Jesus, move by your power. You're being glorified in school system, in educational system, in doctor's office, in hospitals, God. In the name of Jesus, in the jail room, in the hospital room, in the name of Jesus, in police department, in sheriff department, in the name of Jesus, on our jobs, in the name of Jesus, in our car, where do we go, God? You're being glorified. In the name of Jesus, in our church, you're being glorified. In our homes, you're being glorified. In the name of Jesus, in our power of prayer, you're being glorified. In the name of Jesus, you're being glorified. Wherever we walk, the glory shall follow us. In the name of Jesus, wherever we sit, the glory shall follow us. In the name of Jesus, in the mall, God, in the name of Jesus, God, wherever we move, the glory shall be glorified. In the name of Jesus, show your glory, God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, show your glory, God, show your power, God, in the name of Jesus, and in our community, God, show your glory, God, in that place, God, show your glory, God, at the funeral home, before they embalm the person, let them scare them into the embalming fluid, get that to put off the table, show your glory, God, in the name of Jesus, we bind up the death spirit, we bind up the spirit of fear, we bind up the spirit of torment, we bind up the spirit of torture, we bind up the spirit of pain, we bind it up, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, we shall live and not die, to declare the works of the Lord, I speak into the atmosphere, death will not have a sting, death will not have an assignment over our loved ones, over our relatives, over our friends, over our neighbors, over our parents, over the people that's connected to us. In the name of Jesus, we shall live and not die to declare the works of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I speak into the element and I command death demons to back up. Come on, sickness, person of God, move over pharmaceutical industry in the name of Jesus. I command the death spirit to move now. I bind you up. I command you to back up. We take an authority right now in the name of Jesus over that mind, spirit of suicide. The Lord God rebuke you. We command you to back up in the name of Jesus. We command you to loose your hold, loose your grip. Woman, don't give up. Man, don't give up. Boy, don't give up. Girl, don't give up. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, you shall live and not die, to declare the works of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I command an open door, a way of escape. In the name of Jesus, that abuse spirit, I bind it up. Man, don't put your hand on that woman again. Woman, don't curse that man out of here. In the name of Jesus, I command you to loose your hold. Loose your hold. Loose it, Satan. I bind you up, and I uproot your assignment. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now. I come against word curses, word spoken, demonic spirit. I come against chanters. I bind up whispers. In the name of Jesus, I command the voodoo system and the voodoo dial, Ouija board. In the name of Jesus, demonic rock in generational bloodline that's supposed to fall on that child, fall on that man, fall on that family. I bind up the trick, the spirit that has been sent in to cause division in that marriage, in that family unit. In the name of Jesus, Satan, the Lord God rebuke you. Satan, the Lord God rebuke you. We cast your demonic presence out of that home. In the name of Jesus, we command you to loose your hold. In the name of Jesus, and we take authority right now over the spirit of illusion and the spirit of delusion and the spirit of hallucination. We bind it up in the name of Jesus. Spirit of manipulation, words that have been set against our loving, words that have been set against our ministry, words that have been set against our life. In the name of Jesus, uproot yourself, uproot yourself, and move now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we command you to go into the dry places. In the name of Jesus, and Father, we thank you for the power of the breaker's anointing you shed in Isaiah 10 and 27, and it shall come to pass that in that day, that the yoke should be taken off our shoulders and the burden from around our neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. We eradicate it right now. Lupus, the Lord God rebuke you. In the name of Jesus, we speak to the cellular system in the body and the organ. Eradicate it. Move now. Move out of that stool. Move out of that body. Come up out of that body. In the mighty name of Jesus, we command you to loose your hope. Lubo Shaka, come out, see beyond. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we eradicate your assignment. In the name of Jesus, we speak to the prostrate. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak to the liver, God. Cover that liver, God. Refresh that liver. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now for your power and your glory. We thank you for your healing anointing, even now, in the name of Jesus. And I speak to the spirit of confusion. Right now, the enemy is operating with the spirit of confusion. And I bind up the spirit of confusion even now in the name of Jesus. And I come against that spirit of jealousy. Spirit of jealousy, we bind you up in the name of Jesus. Spirit of jealousy and strife and envy, we bind you up. I come against covetous spirit. Covetous spirit, I bind that covetous spirit up now in the mighty name of Jesus. And I overtake every diabolical activity of the hand of the enemy now in Jesus' name. And I decree and declare the glory and the power of the latter house will be greater than ever the former. And now by the power of God, and by the authority of God, and by the ability of Almighty God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, thank God, and it is so. Hallelujah. Amen to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord today. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless God today. And we thank you right now for your power and your presence, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank God. It is so. It is so. It is so. In Jesus' name. It is so. It is so. COPD. ADHD, mental health, we bind it up. Bipolar, we come against thyroid, spinal disorder, overactive thyroid, we speak to it right now in the name of Jesus. Overactive kidney, we speak to the kidney in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare strength over that body. Spirit of offense, we take authority over you. Unforgiveness, we bind that spirit up now over families and over people in the name of Jesus. Be angry, rage, we take authority over it now. Identity crisis. Identity crisis. I speak to the identity crisis. areas that's dealing with identity crisis. In the name of Jesus, I command it to lose its hope, and I decree and declare the presence and the power of God in Jesus' name. Isaiah 65 and 24 says, and it shall come to pass that before we pray, you have already heard. While we're yet waiting, you have already responded. Father, we thank you right now. Now, God, restore our intercessors in prayer warriors and ministry gifts that came forth today. I decree and declare open doors unto them even now. Opportunity, advancement, promotion will overtake them. God, in the name of Jesus, we decree it's done now in Jesus' name. I command a 24-hour breakthrough right now for many people right now in the mighty name of Jesus. In the next 24 hours, between the time I spoke to the task of the next 24 hours, major breakthrough, major doors, major opportunity, major advancement will overtake them even now. In the name of Jesus, things that's been held up, I command it to be loose right now. We're the bankruptcy. You will not bankrupt the kingdom of God. And many of the men and women of God that's in the kingdom of God seeking for greater. God, we thank you for it right now. We thank you for the release, God. We thank you for the breaker's anointing. We thank you for the advancement, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your healing power. Now, in Jesus' name, we will give you praise, glory, and it is so. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Amen, amen, amen. And we bless the Lord today. We bless the Lord. 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 We bless the Lord for the breaker's anointing. The breaker's anointing. We bless the Lord. 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 Yahweh, Yahweh. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. Yahweh, Yahweh. We bless the Lord. Abba, Abba, Abba. We bless the Lord. Yahweh, Yahweh. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way, God. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord, God. We bless you. We bless you. He did the yesterday. He did the yesterday. He did the yesterday. We bless you. We bless you. Yahweh, Yahweh. Have your way. Have your way. He did the yesterday. Heal him. Heal him. Heal him. Heal him now, God. Heal him. Heal him. Let your healing power, let your fire be released, God. Let your fire anointing be released, God. We thank you for it right now. We thank you for it right now. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. It is so. Thank God. Amen, amen, amen. I don't know who this word for, but the Spirit of the Lord God said you've been around that mountain far too long. It's time for you to let that thing go. You've been around that mountain far too long. Even God is tired now. The Lord said, let it go. You got to let it go. He can't go in there and let it go because you won't let it go. Whoever this is for, God said, let that thing go. You've been going around that thing far too long. Enough is enough. The Lord said, enough is enough. Let that thing go now. You got to live. Let it go. Whatever that thing you holding up, God said, tell you today. He said, tell you, specifically you. He said, he's tired. Enough is enough now. Let it go so you can live. Let it go. Whoever this is for, I hear the Spirit of God say to you. He said, let it go. Enough is enough now. Let that thing go. You can't make it to heaven holding on to that thing. Let it go. Whoever this is for, the Lord said, tell you, let it go. He said, enough is enough. You got to let that thing go. Whatever it is, you got to let it go. The Lord is even kind. That's not a word. That's a warning to you from the Lord. He said, let that go. He's tired of it now. He's even tired. He's tired of it now. He's tired of you keep bringing it up. Enough is enough now. Let it go. Because it's going to destroy you. It's going to destroy you. So let it go. That's a warning. I'm giving you a warning from the Lord. That's from the Lord. He said, tell you to let it go. It's going to destroy you. And enough is enough. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Woo, glory to God. That's from the Lord, not from me. Let it go. Whatever it is, let that thing go. You keep carrying it. You won't let it go. You praying about it. Don't even bring a prayer to him. Just let it go. You got to let it go. Enough is enough. And when the Spirit of God says enough is enough, that's a warning to you because he's tired. You got to let it go. Don't keep running around. Same old thing. I'm just telling you, I'm paraphrasing, but I know what this Lord said to me. Let it go. Enough is enough now. You're killing your own self. Gonna destroy your own self. Let it go. You can't carry whatever that is. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We bless the Lord today, and we thank God for where the Spirit of the Lord God is, there is liberty. And God ain't gonna change because you just got mad, because you'll get over it. But he'll deal with you. One of the things about the Spirit of God, and people know I have a great compassion for people, but when God sent me something, I release it. And one of the things, when you reject what God gives you, he turns you over. And I don't use this in a negative way. When God judges you, you don't want him to judge you. You can deal with me. I can say what the Lord said. But when God judges you, that's a different kind of judgment. So whatever it is, one more time for you with that attitude that you just got. God said, tell you one more time to let it go. Enough is enough. That's a warning to you from the Lord. Not from me, but from God. And if God decides to step in and judge you, you don't want him to judge you. Release it, get it right, and let it go. Amen to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. That was right from the Lord to that person today for your life. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Amen. We bless the Lord for the people of God on today, those that are joining us and connecting with us on today. We bless God for you and honor the Lord for your life and for your purpose today. We thank God for where the Spirit of the Lord God is, there is liberty. And you have to live free of all of the things that are going on in your life. God wants his people free and liberated from all of the things that are happening. And I just thank God for the Spirit of God today. Intercessors and prayer warriors, thank you for praying with us on today. We thank God for you, and we honor the Lord for the mighty things that he's doing in this time. We in one of, I said this before, and I'll repeat it again. You in one of the most greatest economic times of your life. You have to seize the moment. You have to seize the moment in this time. You got to seize it. And I tell pastors who are trying to urgently jump back into the pulpit because they need to be there, your posture is going to change from the way you thought, you viewed, and you wanted to be. Amen. Your audience is going to change. It's not about your presence. It's about the sound that creates the presence of God. God is taking all of the iconic out of us and bringing the presence of his glory back into the building. Amen. Thank God that the Holy Spirit is doing what he does. In Romans 8:28, it's a very powerful scripture. Many people use it as a cliche, but if you really read what it says there in the book of Romans 8:28 and understand not just verse 28, but you have to read it prior to verse 28. So when you get to verse 28, when he says the word, and we know that all things work for good to them that love God, Yahweh, to them who are C-A-L-L-E-D, who are the called, according to what? His purpose, not your purpose, his purpose, for whom he did foreknew, he also predestined. Soon as you took on the call of God, not a title, the call of God, predestination kicked in to conform you to the image of son, not title, sonship. You operate in sonship. Sonship gives you dimensional realm. You move in dimensional realm in the spirit, and you have power over all of the pandemics and epidemics in the land. Elijah had power over the poison. He had power to change the poison stew into a meal for the people. You have power. The body of Christ got to tap into the power of God now. You got miraculous powers in you. Use the power that's in you. You can see people heal. You can see miracles heal. You can see demonstrating power. You can have money if you want. You got to use the power in you. There's a power inside the dimensions in you. Ain't no need to go outside looking at the sky. The sky is up there. Go inside and tap into the spirit and watch all the things that you need, you ever need, you ever want. God will give it to you. Speak to your mountain. Ain't got to call no other intercessor to pray. Speak to your mountain. There's a mountain inside you far greater than any other mountain. Speak to that mountain. Speak to that realm. Speak to that place inside you. Release those things. Release all of that religious stuff that you've been taught. You've been festering. Release that to all you do is living under condemnation. All you is living under guilt trip. Everything you say is about beating people up, tearing them down, this and that. Why don't you say something good? Look at the Spirit of God inside you. Where is the real you at? You got to show your, the Bible says, they that know that God will do great exploits. And the eyes of the Lord go to and fro throughout the earth to show himself strong on the behalf of them that are what? Perfect towards him. And say perfect towards your neighbor, perfect towards him, perfect towards God. Put all those other people in the layaway, and then you don't have to purchase them out of there. You got to walk. That's a whole nother level of the presence of God in operation. Let that covenant spirit go. You can't be like nobody else. Don't let the enemy playing with your biological clock, your mind. Next week, oh, I'm up. I'm with the Spirit of God. Next thing you see, melancholia. Bind that spirit of melancholia. That melancholy spirit. Activate the glory of God inside of you. David said something to Samuel in 1 Samuel chapter 30 at Ziglag. The men talked about stoning him at Ziglag. 600 men came back to the camp at Ziglag. Ziglag means a place called winding. And they come back into the camp. And they don't see anything in the camp. Now these are men, crybaby men, in the camp, weeping and crying for their wives, their children. And then they turn around and they talk of doing what? Stoning David. Now David is with them crying too. He's going through the same thing. And they sit down and have a conversation. Let's stone David. David get away from all of them. He go into the presence of the Lord. And what he had to do? He had to encourage himself in the Lord. Not a church building. Not on a Sunday morning. He had to encourage himself in the Lord. And then he went to the priest, Abiathar. He said, now, get the ephod. That means you got to change your garment, change your mindset, change your thought process, change the way you look at things, change the way you call people up, change your garment. And then he said, now, he went into the presence of the Lord. And what did he say? God, what should I do? Should I pursue, overtake? And the Lord responded, David, pursue, overtake, and without fail, recover all. A-L-L, not the deodorant, not the tithe, the soap powder, but all things. And the Romans 8 and 28, he said, and we know that all things, some people say it's all. It's all or nothing in this season. This is a season of all or nothing in this season. All or nothing. This is an all or nothing time. He said, pursue, overtake, and without fail, recover all. Romans 8 and 28, and we know that all things work together for good. This is your all season now. All or nothing. You too old for that foolishness. You too young for that foolishness. It's time to move at all things. That's everything, not just one. Everything. Everything that God, everything, all things, not some, all things work together. And the Lord said to David, pursue, overtake, and without fail recover all. He said everything. And he went after the enemy. And what did he do? He took him out. He slew him by day and slew him by night because he recovered all. Everything that was here, he recovered all. And when he recovered all, he didn't leave anything behind. The body of Christ. It's time to recover all. If you look at the word all here, it means being or representing the entire or total number, amount, or quantity. Everything. All. Energy. Everything. Interest. All. Getting in a relationship where you can't be all who you are. We're getting connected with people that they don't want you to be all. Going to churches and they put limits on you. All things. That's what people say, limits are off. I'm walking in a limitless season. All things belong to me. Going to the car dealership, telling a man what car you want, and then he walks you up to another car, say, this is what you want. See you, sir. Give me another person. I'm not even going to talk to you no more. That ain't what I want. Did I say that's what I want? That ain't what I want. So you gotta get a bold spirit so the angels of the living God can be bold with you. Don't downgrade an anointed upgrade. Upgrade. I'm not downgrading. You catch all of what you've been through from January to now, and you still going to downgrade yourself? No. Some people say, not so. Not so. Not so. Not in this season. You are downgrade yourself. All you've been through, the hell of 2020, the hell of 2018, the hell of 2016, all of that, and you're going to downgrade yourself? Not so. All things work together for good to them that love God and are work called according to his purpose. If he told you to do it, you don't need to call nobody else up to affirm it. If he told you to preach it, you don't have to ask anybody how do they like it. When he told you to step into it, you don't have to worry about nobody looking at you crazy. Let all that go. You see how they were looking at me? No, you got a problem. It ain't the person that's looking at you. You got the problem. The problem ain't the person that's looking. You better thank God that they're looking. You sat in the mirror for 4 hours trying to make yourself look good anyway. You done put your clothes on to make yourself look nice. Why you get mad? Because they're looking at you. They ain't about a spirit. All things work together for good. Thank you for looking at me. You made my day. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Walk in it. Breathe in it. Celebrate it. Enjoy it. Enjoy all things working together for the good. Thank God for it. And the word of God says, I believe it's in 1 Thessalonians 5. Let me turn that and finish up and finish beating up the devil and even the spirit that's acting up in you. All things work together. Here's what he said there in 1 Thessalonians 5. And he said, verse number 12, this is Paul. I'm going to read it all the way down so you can get clarity and understanding and understand the philosophical and the theoretical and even the prophetic word. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in what the Lord admonish you and esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake and be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort, that means plead, beg you, brethren, warn them that what are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men, seeing that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever following that which is good, both among you, both among yourselves, and to all men. There's the all again. Rejoice forevermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Everything that has happened will work together for the good. Everything that existed in your life worked together for your good. I'm still here after the AIDS patient night. I'm still here after 5 car accidents. And cop car tumbling over, running into this. I'm still here after tooting another cocaine that the coca plant started looking for me. I'm still here, still have had to deal with baby mama drama, baby daddy drama. I'm still here after a bad marriage. I'm still here. All things work together. In them, they don't feel good, but they're working. They don't act good, but they're working. They don't look good, but they're working. They don't taste good, but they're working. Once you out of it, all things work together for the good of them that love God and are the called according to his purpose. Everything works together for the good. Those that were with you and those that were against you, it still worked together for the good. It worked together for the good. The cry, the weeping, the disappointment, the loneliness, the aggravation, the frustration, the schizo thought, the mental thought, the dying thought, the grieving thought, the weeping thought, the bad thought, the crying thought, all of the issues, it works together for good. all of it work together for good. For them that what? Love God. It works together. Everything that God does work together for its good. Don't sell out. Don't quit. Finish this month up. Finish it. Only thing you're going to do is July is just going to be a repeat. Soon as you get into the month of July, it's the same repeat. Same thing July did. It's a repeat. You know why? Because they couldn't do what they want to do in the first 6 months. So, you know, the ancient spirit said, let's try it again. Let's try it again in July. Here it is. Here you are. Every house party is in black neighborhoods. I don't see none of them in white neighborhoods. They ain't show the hotspot and no. Go look at the map. Look at the mapping system. It's in your neighborhood. Now, moving to a wet neighborhood or upper class neighborhood. Did you hear them talk about a hotspot in Beverly Hills and Monica over in Santa Monica? Nope. You don't hear about a hotspot, do you? Isn't it interesting? Well, the money is there ain't no hotspot. And all that anointing on you and the money you got, and they talk about a hotspot, but it ain't hit you yet. You know, I'm pushing. I'm telling somebody that all things work together for the good. It's all things work together for good. For the good. All things work together. Every single thing work together for the good. All things. Everything work together for good to them that love God and have the called according to his purpose. What are you worried about Donald Trump? You worried about that person over there? You need to be worried about yourself. All things in you work together for the good. It's the body of believers. Either you're going to believe God now or you're going to believe anything outside of that. You got to trust God. Gotta trust him. Just trust. You gotta trust God. Right now, everything is. My life is totally surrounded around trusting God. I live to trust God. May 4th, 2003, 2004. I trust God. I told the Lord, if you provide for me to preach the gospel, I'll leave the job I'm making right here. That was May 4th, 2004. We are in June 24th, 2020, and I still trust God. And he's still doing what he's doing because my faith is in God. Your faith has to be activated like that faith of God. I stepped out against all odds, and I totally put my life in God's hand. I said, Lord, I'm trusting you. And I totally trust God. And he said, I will show you the way. Just don't look back. And I never looked back. Even under the most pressure time, I didn't look back. Even under the most difficult moment, I didn't look back. That's where your faith got to be. Lord, I trust you to make it work. Hundreds of people been blessed. Thousands and thousands of people been blessed. Received settlement. Received miracles. Blessed. I still haven't looked back. And I don't worry about the haters, the enemies, the frenemies. I don't worry. People who made promises, I freed them. They're not going to live rent-free in my mind. Those who disappoint me, I freed them. They're not going to live rent-free in my mind. Pressure will not carry me. It's not going to live rent-free in my mind. I'm not blaming anybody with a choice that I made. Let me say that again for somebody. I'm not going to blame anybody for a choice I made with any person, and then we say that they hurt you. No, you made a choice to make them your friend. You made a choice to let them get close to you. You made a choice to go to that ministry. You made a choice to celebrate that marriage. You made a choice. That was a choice you made. Nobody forced you to do anything. So stop being mad at them. Let it go. Release them. Let it go. You made a choice to stay on that job to be abused. You made a choice to stay there. You didn't trust God. Because if you trust God, you say, Lord, I'm moving. You chose to maintain that stress and that pressure. So I didn't tell you to do that. He said, if a man ways please the Lord, the enemy, I'll make them have peace with you. The enemy, the inside of you, will give you peace with your own self. He'll give you peace. Carry the five principles. Five principles in law. Number one. Number one. And you can put them in any order you want. Number one. Do unto others as you would they do unto you. Number one. Number two. What goes around comes around. Number three. You reap what you sow. Number four. Listen to this. Now, gave you number three. Number four. You, number four. What goes up must come down. And number five, you forgive, but the streets remember. Carry that with you. We ain't got to worry about nothing. Everybody that have done something to the anointing will pay a price at the end. Don't invest and stop of trying to get people back. Write that down. Don't invest and stop that's trying to get people back. But your return on your peace will be far greater than the peace of somebody who wants you. I'm getting some revelation today. Y'all better take all this stuff. Better get it. I told you. While you can. Your stock are far greater than anything. Don't invest in somebody that don't want you. In doubt. Trust God in all things. Work together for good to them that love God and the call, who are the call according to his purpose. Whom he foreknew, he predestinated. You were predestined before anything ever came in your life. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might on today. In Jesus' mighty name. It is so. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. All right. Anybody got a question? Or you got a comment that you would like to share? If you have a praise report of what the Lord has done for you, I'm going to give you an opportunity to share that right now. So if you have a praise report, you have a question for me, you have a comment for me, I want to give you an opportunity. Or if the Lord released a word of knowledge and a word of wisdom for us, I'm going to give you an opportunity to do it right now. If you're on the Blog Talk side, that's the live internet over there, and you're listening in, you can hit one on your dial, and we're going to give you an opportunity to come in and release that. If you're on the conference line, we're going to give you an opportunity to release it over here on the conference line today. Amen. Hallelujah. So blog side, if you have something to say, hit one. Conference line, if you're on the conference line, and God release something, or if he gave you the interpretation of the tongues that someone spoke, you can release that too. We want to give you an opportunity to release that. Sister Micaiah and Sister Joanne, if the Lord gave you all something first, I'm going to give you an opportunity. If the Lord didn't give you none, it's okay, but I want to give you guys an opportunity first. Amen. Okay. All right. Now, Hold on. We're gonna take the blog side first. Blog Talk Radio 6182. God bless you on today.
Hello, Prophet.
Yes, ma'am. God bless you on today.
Bless you, Prophet. This is Tina Rice from San Antonio, Texas. Bless you, sir. You
God
have
bless you,
been
woman of God.
On point since I have been on this broadcast, and I want to give God the glory and praise for your due diligence and sacrifice that you give. I can't thank you enough for the seeds of wisdom that you've imparted in me that has caused me to take my studies even deeper. You released two Sundays ago things that were going to happen in my life, and it was going to happen in 24 hours, and yes, sir, it has. And I pray that each and every individual that is on here, that they don't just take from you, but that they feed back in you in the do-ya-loo-ya. Because we know they don't realize how much it weighs on you in what you do for us in the spirit realm. So I want to thank you personally for the releasing of the prophetic that you put over on my life, even in my business. I had a gentleman come next door to me, an African, who wants to purchase the building next to me, who wants to purchase it for a grocery store. And he will be selling African vegetables and those type of things because he said he has clientele and wanted to talk to me about a grocery store. And I'm looking at him like he don't even know. I'm talking about doing the same thing, but I began to pray for him because I didn't want the enemy to think I was jealous of this gentleman coming next door to me because my grocery store is not going to be in the same area as I'm going to be in. And I acknowledge that, but I prayed that he would open up that grocery store. You also said a family member would act funny with me because they're not going to like what's happening in my life. Last Friday, I was chosen to speak at a rally for Juneteenth that they would have it as a national holiday here in the city of San Antonio. And as I began to speak, my brother who does the media didn't even record it, but recorded everything else and everybody else except for me because he was upset that I didn't want him to play a song called Poor Millionaire. And I told him, nothing poor about me, so you're not going to release that in the spirit where I'm going to be speaking at. But you, sir, have been a blessing in my life. And as long as God continues to allow money to enter my hand, I'm going to continue feeding into your ministry. I thank you and I bless you. And I ask God to continue to double whatever he releases to me, that he does it in 100-fold to you. Amen. Bless you.
Amen. Bless you too, woman of God. Thank you for your seed. Thank you for your support. Thank you for what God has called, told you to do. We thank God for the release today. And we even decree it and declare it, even as you release what you release. I decree the book of Deuteronomy 1:11 on that God will bless you 1,000 times more, even as your fathers have been blessed. We decree and declare that that will be and it shall come to pass, and watch and see it manifest itself on your behalf and on behalf of your business and your creativity and the gift that is inside you. In Jesus' name, it is so. Hallelujah. To the Lamb of God. Bless you on today. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Anyone else today? Anyone else? Bless God today for the sake of God. All right. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Move back over blog that. Thank you so much. All right. Conference line. You're on the conference line over there. If you have something that you want to release that the Lord gave you, amen. You can. We give you opportunity now to do that. Amen. Anyone? All right. Bless God. Administrator Risa Bryant, bless you on today. Is there any announcements, Administrator Risa Bryant?
God bless you, Prophet Matthews, and bless everyone that's listening in on the line. If you will, keep these dates in mind. Prophet Matthews is on his way to Atlanta, Georgia, July 12th. He's on his way to Hampton, Virginia. I believe that is August. I don't have announcements with me. However, I think it's August the
7th
through the 9th.
7th, 8th,
and 9th. And he's also on his way to Jamaica, New York. I believe that's the 31st and the 1st. The 31st of July and the 1st of we'll keep those dates in mind. We'll put them on Facebook as well. If you have any questions about any of the locations where he's going, you can give us a call at 877-912-2027, or you can text us at 334-440-6152, and we'll be happy to answer you back via text as well. If you desire for Dr. Bass Matthews to be the guest speaker at your conference, your prophetic summit, your revival, he's also a licensed Christian counselor. We'll be happy to coordinate that for you with the rates, dates, and the time by calling 877-912-2027. God bless each and every one of you on today.
Thank you, Administrator Rita Breyer. And every Monday and Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. at our local church, someone is in the office every Monday and Wednesday from 10:30 to 2 p.m. So if you want to come back and come to the sanctuary and pray in the sanctuary, we allow people to do that. If you want to come in and come in the sanctuary and pray, you can use the mic, but you can come in the sanctuary and pray and just meditate there. That's open to the public. There will somebody be in the office there. If you want to be a blessing to the ministry, you can come by there. If you're on your lunch break tour, every Monday from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m., there's somebody at the ministry. If you need to ask questions, my counseling time will be around that time as well, too. We'll schedule you around that time if you want to meet with me as pastor. If you want to meet with me as the pastor, you can call Administrator Rita Bryan, 877-912-2027, to meet with us. Somebody's in the office there. You can call our office number if you need any information concerning our ministry, our local ministry. That number is 708-825-1988. Every Monday and Wednesday, from 10:30 to 2 p.m., there's someone at the office that is there at our ministry building there, doing some kind of work, doing some things around the building. If we can assist you, we have some clothing items that are at the building that people need some clothing items there as well. We have a few food items that is there. You need assistance. We are there to assist you with the things you need. If you're appropriate, nice towards our ministry staff and very courteous. Amen. So you don't have to be in a certain church, a certain organization. If you want to just come by and just come in the sanctuary and just pray and just meditate without being disturbed, if two or three come, you can come, just meditate and pray. Don't bother anybody else. And you can just leave the sanctuary and go back home. Amen. Bless you on today. We thank God for the saints of God and the people all over the United States and the world that connect with us. We thank God for those that listened in last night and were blessed by the word of God on last night that we were talking, part three of last night, word. Get ready for the element of surprise. Now, I want to share this because, you know, Dr. Fauci is not connected with the president anymore, but he's the only one they've been talking to concerning the COVID-19. He's the only one that's on the stage that they gave him an audience. So he just said, based upon the thing, the pandemic in the land, epidemic in the land, everything is increasing. He's the only one said that. He's the only one saying it, that everything is increasing. Everybody is following him because he worked under Ronald Reagan. He works under George Bush, the father. He works under George Bush, the son. He worked under Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton. And he worked under Obama, those presidents. So his credibility is good based upon them. But the reality, everything is coming to the surface, saints of God. It's coming to the surface now. And God is not going to leave no one ignorant concerning anything that the enemy is doing and anything that the enemy is setting in place. Amen. He's not going to leave us lifeless, loveless of what's going on. Amen. So continue to use wisdom in everything that you do and everywhere that you go. Use wisdom, use understanding, and use counsel in every decision that you make. Because based upon the wisdom and the counsel, your faith level may not be where my faith level is. So you got to trust God with your faith level. Amen. All right. If you want a copy of today's prayer and what I shared with you, you can go to blogtalkradio.com and get a copy of today's prayer and what I shared, the word of wisdom that I've been sharing on Wednesday. Or you can, that's where you can go. Go to blogtalkradio.com and it's in the archive. You can go into those archives and look at and get a copy of it. You can download it, MP3 it, share it with others, use it for yourself, and let it be a blessing to you. BlogTalkRadio.com. If you want to be a blessing to this ministry and sow a seed into this ministry, you can go to We Restore You. That's the letter U in the alphabet, WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestoreYou, the letter U in the alphabet, .org. Click on the donation button and be a blessing to this ministry. Or you can go to Cash App, $RFPIM, and be a blessing. Cash App, $RFPIM, and be a blessing to this ministry. Or you can go to Zelle, Zelle, at WeRestoreYou@yahoo.com, and be a blessing to this ministry. We thank you in advance for every seed that you've sown. And now, those who have not had an opportunity to purchase the book called Love, the Unfinished Chapter, I want to give you an opportunity to do that. You can go to our website at WeRestoreYou.org. Click on that. You'll see the book up there. You can hit the book, and it'll open you up where you can purchase it. Those that have ordered the book, they've all been sent out officially. So every book that people have ordered and requested, they have been signed by me. They've been sent with the gift and the prophetic word that I sent out. There's some business people in ministries requested the book, so there was not a name, but I released a word for your ministry and the purpose for your ministry. I sent it out to you, so you should have it with the gift within the next 2 to 3 days. 2 to 3 days. 4 is the most. You should be receiving those books that were sent out to you. I thank you in advance for those who purchased the book, Love the Unfinished Chapter. I know that that book has been a blessing to you, you and you, for reading it and letting it be a blessing to you. Those who are interested in becoming partners with this ministry, covenant partners with this ministry, call our office number at 877-912-2027 to become a monthly covenant partner with Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry. If you are a church and you have a local congregation and you just need someone to cover your ministry as you're preaching the word of God and you don't have a covering over you and you desire someone to be a spiritual guide, a direction, or a leader, please feel free to reach out to our office at 877-912-2027. If you're not in any ministry and you're just out there on your lawn, on your own, searching for some support, and you'd like to be part of what we're doing, please feel free to call that office number as well. We love to be a support and strength to you, have you under our watch care, or what we call virtual membership. This is the season of virtual membership. You want to be part of the membership as a virtual member, call our office number as well. We bless you on today. We thank God for you being connected with us and being part of what God has mandated for us to do. God bless you.
Yes, Prophet. I wanted to get the telephone number for your Christian counseling. That I have some relatives that want to get in touch with you. I told them that you do Christian counseling, that they could get all the information and get, you know, how much it costs and everything. I need a telephone number for it.
It's 877
912-2027.
877-912-2027. Yep. The number.
Thank you.
Bless you on today, woman of God. We'll look forward to connecting with those family members and trying to bring strength and support to whatever the issue is going on with them. Amen. People of God, don't forget to join us on our Facebook Live Sunday morning, 11:30, Tuesday night, 7 o'clock p.m. Due to an event on last week, we were not able to do it, but we came back on a Wednesday and shared the Word of God. We did every Tuesday, and throughout the weeks, we'll jump on Facebook, just blessing and encouraging the people as we're going about doing ministry and ministry work. I thank God for our local congregation and the men and women of God that are there, and we thank God for our staff in Alabama, in our local church. We thank God for them still able to do work around the ministry, around the building, in our offices. We thank God for their dedication and their commitment to continue to not allow COVID-19 and coronavirus and the pandemic of the earth man stop the viral of the kingdom of God manifesting itself for nations and people. Fear is the biggest enemy to men and women of God of faith. The Bible said, the fear of God is the beginning of understanding. And when you have fear of God, you watch all of the power and the understanding that God will give you in any area of your life. Trust Him, lean on Him, watch Him move for you in every area of your life. We thank God for all of those preachers and pastors and preparatory workers and vineyard servants who's connected to our ministry and the work that we're doing. Amen. Remember, all or nothing in this season. In Jesus' name. All right, say to God, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Have a phenomenal day in the Lord. Go in His strength, go in His power. We'll talk to you soon.
Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.werestoreyou.org. That's we restore the letter U.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
You have reached Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, located at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois, where Dr. LaRon Matthews is the senior pastor. I'm sorry your call can't be answered at this time, but your call is very important. Please leave your name, your number, and a brief message, and your call will be returned. If you desire to join us for service, our schedule is as follows. Sunday school starts at 9:30 a.m. until 10:45 a.m. Sunday at 11 a.m., it's the worship experience. Tuesday night at 7 p.m., prophetic teaching. Thursday night at 7 p.m., prophetic prayer. Time of intimacy with the Lord. Fourth Friday night at 7 p.m., monthly prophetic explosion service. Go to our website at www.werestoreyou.org or email us at werestoreyou@yahoo.com.
Look around. Tell me what you see. Nearly a billion people entered the 21st century unable to read a book or sign their names, illiterate and unable to read, not even the Bible. Look around. Tell me what you see. Earthquakes, natural and man-made disasters, political unrest, famine, war, poverty, and disease all around us. The truth of God being trampled and Jesus being scorned by a world in desperate need to encounter Him. Tell me, what do you see? Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth." But what good is salt if it has lost its flavor? Can you make it salty again? It will be thrown out and trampled underfoot as worthless. You are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. And Jesus Christ, the only answer for the world, lives in you and moves through His body, the church. Yet the world says that the church is losing its influence. This cannot be, not on our watch. May the eyes of this generation be opened. 1/6 of the world's population is hungry. Half of the world's population lives on less than $2 a day. Half of all the children in the world live in poverty. More children die from drinking bad water than HIV, AIDS, and malaria combined. And water is the most abundant resource on the planet. Look around. What do you see? Church, how will we respond?
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestoreU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Recording paused.